Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. New Delhi asserts India's defense and energy requirements determined solely by national interests and market dynamics. Both houses of parliament witnesses disruption by opposition over various issues. Government reaffirms that any outstanding issue with Pakistan will only be discussed bilaterally. National Film Awards 2023 announced Shah Rukh Khan shares Best Actor Award with Vikrant Messi. Rani Mukherjee bags Best Actress. In badminton, Lakshya Sen and Tarun Mannepalli enter men's singles semi-finals of Macau Open. And in cricket, India bowled out at 224 against England in the first innings of the fifth test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy in Oval. External Affairs Ministry today said the sourcing of India's defence requirements is determined solely by the country's national security imperatives and strategic assessments. Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said this while briefing media in New Delhi in reply to a query on defence procurements. On energy sourcing, the spokesperson asserted that New Delhi is guided by what is on offer in the markets and by the prevailing global circumstances.
On our energy sourcing requirements, you are aware of our broad approach that we look at what is there available in the market, what is there on offer, and also what is the prevailing global situation or circumstances. Now, on the specific question, I am not aware of the specifics that you mentioned.
Responding to a query on India-Russia ties, the spokesperson said bilateral relationships with various countries stand on their own merit and should not be seen from the prism of a third country. He stressed that India and Russia have a steady and time-tested partnership. Mr. Jaiswal emphasized that India and the US share a comprehensive global strategic partnership anchored in shared interests, democratic values and robust people-to-people ties. He said the India-US partnership has weathered several transitions and challenges.
India and the United States share a comprehensive global strategic partnership anchored in shared interests, democratic values, and robust people-to-people ties. This partnership has weathered several transitions and challenges. We remain focused on the substantive agenda that the two countries have committed to and are confident that the relationship will continue to move forward.
On Nimisha Priya case, the spokesperson said this is a sensitive matter and the government has been offering all possible assistance in the case. He said that as a result of concerted efforts, the local authorities in Yemen have postponed carrying out her sentence.
On Nimisha Priya case, I would like to yet again reiterate that this is a sensitive matter and the government of India has been extending all possible assistance in this case. As a result of our concerted efforts, you've seen that the sentencing was deferred. We continue to closely follow the matter and render all possible assistance. I would urge all to be mindful that media reports based on speculation and misinformation are not helpful at all. Insofar as the reports claiming there has been certain developments, etc., such reports are incorrect. Please wait for an update from us.
External Affairs Ministry has categorically rejected the references to India and a UK Parliamentary Committee report and termed these as baseless allegations. In response to media queries, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said these claims stem from unverified and dubious sources predominantly linked to proscribed entities and individuals with a clear documented history of anti-India hostility. He pointed out that the deliberate reliance on discredited sources calls into question the credibility of the report itself. Both the Houses of Parliament were adjourned for the day following opposition uproar over various issues. The Rajya Sabha was first adjourned till 12 noon and then finally for the day. When the Rajya Sabha met after the first adjournment at 12 noon, the opposition members again started sloganeering over various issues, including discussion on special intensive revision of electoral roll in Bihar. As the pandemonium continued, the chair adjourned the house for the day. Amid the noisy scene, Union Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav replied to a question related to the implementation of the Digital Personal Data Protection DPDP Act 2023. The proceedings in the Lok Sabha was also disrupted due to the opposition uproar over various issues. When the House reassembled after the first adjournment at 2 p.m., members of the opposition parties started sloganeering, seeking discussion on SIR in Bihar. As the pandemonium continued, the House was adjourned for the day. The government has emphasized that the discussion to cease military action took place directly between India and Pakistan during the Operation Sindoor. In a written reply in the Lok Sabha today, Minister of State for External Affairs, Kirti Vardhan Singh said, the discussion was held between armed forces of India and Pakistan through the existing channel of communication. He stressed that the request for ceasefire was initiated by the Pakistani side. On the query of third-party mediation, the minister said, India has made it clear to all nations, including the US president, that any outstanding issues with Pakistan will be discussed only bilaterally. Union Minister of State for Chemicals and Fertilizers Anupriya Patel has informed that a total of 106 Jan Aushadhi Kendras, JAKs, have been opened at railway stations till the 30th of June this year to ensure availability of quality, affordable medicines to public, including passengers at railway stations. In a written reply to a question in the Lok Sabha, the minister said that under the Pradhan Mantri Bharatiya Jan Aushadhi Pariyojana scheme, a total of 16,912 such kendras have been opened across the country, of which 8,660 kendras have been opened in rural areas. She said on an average about 10 to 12 lakh persons visit these kendras daily and avail of quality medicines at affordable prices. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju today criticized Congress leader Rahul Gandhi for his statement on the Indian economy. He said Mr. Gandhi is again and again giving anti-India statements, which is not right. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Mr. Rijiju said Rahul Gandhi's statement was even condemned by several opposition leaders. He also criticized opposition parties for disrupting the proceedings of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha.
राहुल गांधी जी देश के खिलाफ जो बोल रहे हैं वो अब कांग्रेस पार्टी में भी और अपोजिशन पार्टी में भी कई लोग अब अंदर अंदर विरोध करने लग गया है और कुछ लोग तो कहना शुरू कर दिया है कि राहुल गांधी बहुत खतरनाक खेल खेल रहा है देश के विरुद्ध जो काम कर रहे हैं देश का छवि को नुकसान पहुंचा रहा है.
दिस इज आकाशवाणी गिविंग यू द न्यूज फॉर क्विक न्यूज अपडेट्स अराउंड द क्लॉक. फॉलो अस ऑन एक्स हैंडल @AIRNewsAlerts एंड फॉर डिटेल्स ऑफ दीज स्टोरीज एंड मोर log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Hindi movie 12th Fail has won the Best Film Award in the 71st National Film Awards. Announcing the awards today in New Delhi this evening, Chairman of Jury Feature Film Ashutosh Gowarikar said Shah Rukh Khan and Vikrant Messi have won the National Film Awards in Best Actor category for Jawan and 12th Fail. He said Rani Mukherjee has been given Best Actress Award for her performance in the film Mrs. Chatterjee vs. Norway.
Best Actress in a leading role goes to the Hindi film Mrs. Chatterjee vs. Norway. The actress is Rani Mukherjee. Best Actor in a leading role is a shared award. The first one going to the Hindi film Jawan, actor Shah Rukh Khan. The second shared award is for the Hindi film 12th Fail. The actor is Vikrant Massey.
Chairman of Jury Non-Feature Film P. Seshadri said Flowering Man, directed by Somajit Ghosh Dostidar, has bagged the Best Non-Featuring Film Award. He said Piyush Thakur has got the Best Direction Award. Mr. Seshadri said God, Vulture and Human has got award for Best Documentary. We have a report from a correspondent.
Hindi film Rocky or Rani Ki Prem Kahani bagged the award for Best Popular Film for Wholesome Entertainment, while Sam Bahadur was named Best Feature Film Promoting National, Social and Environmental Values.
Best Feature Film Promoting National, Social and Environmental Values goes to the Hindi film Sam Bahadur for its stirring tribute to courage, integrity and patriotism through the life of Field Marshal Sam Manekshaw. Producer is Unilaser Ventures Private Limited. Director Meghna Gulzar.
Best Music Direction Award has been given to G.B. Prakash Kumar for his work in Tamil film Vati. Shilpa Rao and P.V.N.S. Rohit have bagged the awards for Best Playback Singers for songs in Hindi film Jawan and Telugu film Baby. Malayalam film Pookalam has been selected for Best Editing Award. Marathi film Naal 2 has been given the award for Best Children's Film, while the Kerala Story has won the Best Cinematography Award. Utpal Dutt has been selected as the Best Film Critic. Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The Election Commission of India, ECI, today announced the schedule for the election to the office of the Vice President of India. According to the ECI, the election will be held on 9th of September. We have more from a correspondent.
This will be the 17th Vice President election. The notification for the election will be issued on the 7th of this month, and interested candidates can file their nomination by 21st of this month. The scrutiny of the nomination will take place on the 22nd August, while the last date of withdrawal of candidature will be 25th of this month. The counting of the votes will be held on 9th September. Saqlain Akhtar for Akashwani News, Delhi.
The Election Commission today published the draft electoral roll for Bihar prepared under the Special Intensive Revision SIR campaign. Eligible voters whose names have been left out or deleted from the list can file claims and objections for inclusion till 1st of September. Under this special campaign SIR, the details of over 7.89 crore voters were verified from the 24th of June to 25th of July. A report.
Patna recorded the highest number of deletions from the preliminary electoral roll. In the Simanchal region, Purnia district witnessed the highest number of deletions. The Election Commission has stated that during the SIR campaign, 22,34,000 voters were found to be deceased. More than 36,28,000 voters were found to have permanently shifted to other locations or could not be traced. The ECI has assured that during the claims and objection process, all eligible voters will be given ample of opportunity to present their views before commission. No name will be deleted from the draft voter list without giving reason. The poll panel has said. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Patna.
Enforcement Directorate has conducted search operations at multiple locations in Delhi, Ahmedabad, Bhavnagar, Bhuj, Gurgaon, Kolkata and Ludhiana under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act. The search operations were conducted in connection with illegal profits made by certain entities and persons by indulging in front-running trade activities in scrips traded by Axis Mutual Fund during the period 2018 to 2021. A special court for elected representatives in Bengaluru today convicted former Janata Dal Secular MP Prajwal Ravanna in a rape case. This is one of the four rape cases registered against him in Hassan district. The additional city civil and sessions judge Santosh Gajanan Bhatt pronounced the verdict today for rape, sexual harassment and criminal intimation. Prajwal Ravanna is convicted under all these charges. The punishment for the crime is likely to be pronounced tomorrow. Prajwal Ravanna is the grandson of JDS Supremo and former Prime Minister Deva Gowda. In cricket, hosts England with 242 for 8 in the first innings against India on day 2 of the fifth and final test of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at the Oval in London when reports last came in. Earlier, India were all out for 224 in the first innings this afternoon. In badminton, second seed Lakshya Sen has advanced to the men's singles semi-final of the Macau Open after defeating Zhu Xuan Chen of China today. He will next take on 5th seed Indonesian Alvi Farhan for a place in the final. Another Indian shuttler Tarun Mannepalli also entered the semi-final after knocking out Chinese shuttler Hu Zhe-en. In a significant development, the geographical indication of GI tag for the traditional Kolhapuri Chappal has been officially confirmed to belong to two government agencies, the Sant Rohidas Leather Industries and the Charmakar Development Corporation Limited in Maharashtra and the Dr. Babu Jagjivan Ram Leather Industries Development Corporation Limited in Karnataka. This comes after Italian fashion brand Prada featured leather sandals resembling Kolhapuri chappals in its summer collection. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. New Delhi asserts India's defence and energy requirements determined solely by national interest and market dynamics. Both Houses of Parliament witnesses disruption by opposition over various issues. Government reaffirms that any outstanding issue with Pakistan will only be discussed bilaterally. National Film Awards 2023 announced Shah Rukh Khan shares Best Actor Award with Vikrant Messi. Rani Mukherjee bags Best Actress. In badminton, Lakshya Sen and Tarun Mannepalli enter men's singles semi-finals of Macau Open. And in cricket, India bowled out for 224 against England in the first innings of the fifth test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy in Oval. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.